What happens when people suddenly disappear without warning? Where do they go, and what becomes of those left behind, the communities filled with holes? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels that explore these topics in exotic locales. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. You would never believe that Disappearing Earth, an immersive, atmospheric literary thriller set on the remote Russian peninsula of Kamchatka, is the debut novel of a very young writer from Montclair, New Jersey, named Julia Phillips. I learned while attending one of the author's signings at Politics and Prose that her obsession with things Russian began with a crush on a camp counselor when she was 12 and eventually led to a Fulbright fellowship which allowed her to spend a year absorbing all things Kamchatkin. In the first chapter of the book, we meet sisters Aliona and Sophia, ages 11 and 8, amusing themselves one August afternoon at a public beach. They are offered a ride home by a seemingly kind stranger. After he drives right past the intersection that leads to the apartment they share with their mother, they disappear from their previous lives and, to a large extent, from the narrative. The rest of the book is a series of linked stories about other women on the peninsula, all with the shadow of the missing girls hanging over them as a year goes by since their disappearance. Another young girl with a single mom loses her best friend to new restrictions imposed by the other girl's anxious mother. The daughter of a reindeer herder from the north, at college in the city, finds her controlling boyfriend clamping down harder than ever. In a provincial town, members of a family whose teenage daughter disappeared 4 years earlier are troubled by the similarities and differences between their case and this one. The book opens with both a character list and a map. You'll be looking at both often as you find your footing and submerge ever more deeply in this world, which is both so different from and so much like our own. As the connections between the stories pile up and tighten, you start to worry, will we ever get closure about these girls? Yes, we will. Disappearing Earth is an unusual, cleverly constructed thriller that is also a deep dive into the culture of a place many Americans have probably never heard of, illuminating issues of race, culture, sexual attraction, and the transition from the USSR to post-Soviet Russia. The Van Apfel Girls Are Gone is another eerie debut involving missing sisters, this one by an Australian journalist named Felicity McLean. Tika and Laura Malloy were 11 and 14 on the night in 1992 when the Van Apfel sisters got up and slipped out in the middle of a community talent show in their suburban town outside Sydney. While everyone was watching the show, including the girls' authoritarian evangelical parents, they disappeared into the bush and have never been seen again. Now in her 30s, Tika lives in Baltimore, but returns home to take care of sister Laura after she is diagnosed with cancer. Memories of that summer haunt them both. What looked on the surface like lazy weeks of popsicles and slumber parties and typical teenage boredom was actually simmering with secrets, violence, and abuse. No one has told all they know, including Tika's father and the neighborhood busybody slash Tupperware lady. Now, when it's far too late, people start to share what they know. Just as Disappearing Earth is a trip to Kamchatka, the Van Apfel Girls will send you straight to Australia in the 90s, another atmospheric and suspenseful read.
The books are Disappearing Earth by Julia Phillips and The Van Apfel Girls Are Gone by Felicity McLean. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.